And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from Hong Kong.
Whoa. That's different. You're not in London?
No.
I'm not in London?
No, man.
You're not in London?
We're over here.
Tell them where you are.
Well, overlooking... Actually, let me set the scene. So we've just completed a meeting with Ryan Salmi, who is the head of trading here for Circle in Asia. We are at a... we work on the 20th floor overlooking Hong Kong Harbour. And it's a beautiful day today. The sun is shining. You can see it glistening along the waterfront there. And we're in a what I could describe as a glass box overlooking Hong Kong Harbour.
It's very special. And I would really like to thank the guys at WeWork for letting us use this space to do the podcast. Of course, you're listening to myself, Shane Kehoe, one of the co-founders of SVK Crypto.
Absolutely. So what I think is really important is to get down to business, as we always do. And I'd love to really get across a different message in today's podcast, more of an educational piece on how we prepare for events, what we do in the build up for the event itself, what procedures are in place, and how we best get how we get the most value out of the event itself.
Well, that's actually very fitting because we're here in Hong Kong for an event. We are actually here for Token 2049, which is the premier cryptocurrency and blockchain technology conference in the world.
That's right. We were only here this time last year for the same event, and we were absolutely blown away. It was our first big crypto conference. We'd been to many meetups. We'd been to many small conferences. I think this was the first big one that we went to, and we've become more excited since then.
Well, do you know what? Actually, a lot of the people that I met last year at Token 2049 here in Hong Kong, I'm friends with today. And in fact, that friendship has even grown. I've done business with several of them. They have come over to speak at some of our events. They've come over to London to experience our community, our hospitality. They've introduced me to other people, and it's been wonderful. Just within those last 12 months being here this time last year, the amount of networking opportunities and the amount of friends that I've met in the cryptocurrency and blockchain technology space has been nothing short of amazing. So it's really nice to be back here with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really key as well, especially as a venture firm located and domiciled in London, that you go to as many events as possible outside of London, right? Because London is our home turf. We have, that's where our advantage is, and we understand the market there incredibly well. We understand the community there incredibly well. But why wouldn't we want to expand that? And I think that's what's so key. And I remember going to Token 2049 last year and expanding our networks, right? Meeting new people who are doing pretty much the same thing as you're doing. And it's great to connect with these people because they have an edge. And the more people that you connect with in this crazy world that we live in, outside of your postcode zone, the better it is for everyone.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's really what we're going to experience this coming week. In fact, I've been here for a week. You gentlemen look rather fresh, by the way. Marco, our content king, who's doing some filming, and Charles Story, head of strategic partnerships, look very, 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 very fresh. So hopefully that's not going to be a trend that lasts too long. I've been here for a week. I was here because of the Hong Kong Blockchain Week, which was a really good event, mainly pioneered by Hybrid Exchange and an NEX exchange. And although it was out past the airport in slightly a more convention center type place, the people that I've met over the last week have been excellent, and the network in the evening has also been excellent. However, that's now a distant shadow in the background, and we roll on to this week. This is Token 2049. It's going to be happening on Wednesday and Thursday in the Kerry Hotel, and the lineup for it is unreal.
Yeah, it is. It's an insane lineup. Somehow, I don't know how they do it, the guys at Token 2049, well, it's Waxman that, that kind of help organize this event. Waxman, yeah. The publicity and media agency.
Out of New York that do that. And actually out of Dublin.
I think Dublin's the HQ. So some of the guys we have speaking, we have Tone Vase, who is a popular Bitcoin YouTuber. He's going to be speaking down there. I believe we have Da Hong Fei from NEO. We also have Charles Hoskinson from Cardano. He's going to be speaking. He's a phenomenal speaker. I remember hearing him speak last year. And the way he communicates with the crowd is really impressive.
Oh, he is excellent. He really is a kind of a thought leader, the way that he views the space. And he almost reminds me of Steve Jobs. He's very relaxed when he talks, and he thinks as he talks, and he thinks before he talks. Actually, if you're looking for that interview, if you go to our YouTube channel, that's SVK Crypto in YouTube, and you go back at token 2049, you'll see some footage from last year, but definitely check out... definitely check out Charles Hopkinson's YouTube video that we've put up, which is really, really, really informative. Who else, Charles?
We have Charlie Lee, who's the creator of Litecoin. It's always great to hear what's going on with the Litecoin community. Charlie Lee's been very popular this year, obviously with his brother Bobby Lee as well, with what they've been doing in the cryptocurrency and blockchain space, really pioneering their own model within that. You have Justin Sun, founder and CEO of Tron. They're doing some interesting things with regards to gaming. They're making a big move into that space. Max Kordick from Lisk. We know those guys really, really well. So it's always great to see the Lisk community and the Lisk guys. We have a few different funds there as well. So we've got Vincent, he's the founder of FBG Capital. I know that you're connected to some of the guys over there. And he shared a panel with Bob, who's the head of Europe,
that
right?
Bob, I did actually. Actually, you should check that out. That's on the Huawei panel, which I did just before year end. It's got actually loads of real positive feedback online, and you'll also find that on our YouTube channel. I think it's Hobby Panel.
So that video itself has been a bit of a sensation, and only when you touched down here in Asia did you realize that. Do you want to tell us a story about about some of the guys that recognized you from the video?
Oh, yeah. I've been bumping into people all last week that had actually seen the video that were very complimentary, because I think that day we'd had a long day in Dublin before I spoke on that panel, and I wasn't really in the mood to take any nonsense whatsoever. And as soon as I felt someone talking nonsense, I was basically calling them up on it. I did not want to hear any gibberish. I did not want to hear any nonsense. I did not want to hear any crap. In fact, they had to try damn hard to stay in the game, because once I have a microphone in my hand and I've had a long day, I'm attacking. So who else is speaking at Token 2049? Who else is moderating a panel?
Ah, that's a good question. Well, from what I hear, Shane Kehoe, co-founder of SVK Crypto, is going to be moderating a panel. The panel topic and discussion is going to be around ecosystems and their war chests.
Yeah, can you just believe that? The ecosystems funds, their war chests. Well, we know all about that because that's what we do.
Day in and day out. That's going to be really exciting. And obviously, we've been talking about some of the questions. I think they're thought-provoking, impactful. So we're going to be really excited to bring you that content of the panel itself.
Yeah, like I sit on a lot of panels, and I think they can be quite boring by nature, because each of the individuals don't really want to come out with their own, own personality. And I've done it a few times myself where I have broken ranks and come out with my own personality. I think it's so much more engaging. But I think a panelist host should be able to, almost like a conductor of an orchestra or a DJ in a club, he should be able to entice the personality out of the guest speakers and push them into parts where they're real comfortable and where he gets the best out of them. So I think I'm going to try to do that. I think I'm going to try to be quite outspoken, quite engaging, trying to really get down to get the best out of each of the panelists. And if they're talking crap, then we're going to cut them off. And if they're talking sense, then we're going to applaud them. But it's all about giving back value to the audience. Like, that's what it's all about. Like, it's not about the panelists coming in and having their moment in the limelight. Like, let's get rid of that egotistical approach. Let's get them to actually give something of value from their mindset that the audience have not known before. And I think if you can give and add value to the audience, then you've done a great job. So hopefully I'm going to try to achieve that.
And maybe take out some information that we don't already know yet. Maybe we have some announcements that come out on stage via some triggered questions. I don't know. Okay.
I'm not too sure how much I'm going to go that way. But I think really what we wanted to do was kind of take a little bit of time and give kind of our foresight, but really what we've been doing with regards to Token 2049. And I think that when you go to these conferences, it can be very tiring and very engaging, and you literally go from person to person to person talking. And our preparation for a panel discussion like this comes well in advance, like months in advance we start preparing for these type of conferences.
Yeah, we've been engaged since the last event. So it's been a year. We've been engaging with Waxman about this. it's been a year, right? Just to give you some clarity on how long we've been keeping in contact about not only the panel itself, but the event and any updates coming from the event and how the event's going to be structured. Is it the same structure as last year? We wanted to know as much as possible.
Well, can I tell you how I attack the panel? Like, can I tell you how I attack the conference? Can I tell you how I attack Hong Kong?
Let's go.
Okay, so the first thing that I do when the speakers are announced, I go down through each and every speaker and I connect with them on LinkedIn if I haven't already.
Right.
That's the first thing.
So you go on the website.
I go on the website. I click through their LinkedIn. Yeah. I copy their name. I put it in LinkedIn. I then write a short little note saying, this is who I am. I see that you're going to be speaking at this conference, and I would love the ability to connect with you or to understand what you're going to be speaking about. And also, this is who we are and what we do. So,
what timeline is this before the event?
Oh, this is as soon as the speakers come out. So in any given event, yeah, a couple of months before, I start that ball rolling really early. So I make sure that when I go to a conference like this, I've already connected with all the speakers on LinkedIn, and all the speakers have received from us just a very short bio of SVK Crypto and who we are.
And why do you do that?
I really do that because I want to, first of all, continue to build my LinkedIn presence. And second of all, is that if I reach out well ahead of a conference, I want to be able to really maximize my time at a conference. And usually, with general conversations beforehand, I can get through a lot of who SVK are and what we do, and I can understand who they are. So that when I actually do meet them at the conference, I can take a lot of that initial conversation out. So kind of get right down to business, or if this business is to discuss, or if we can help out and add value in any way. So that's the first thing that I like to do. And that takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time staying on top of it, but I think it's really, really important. The next thing that I tend to do then is obviously try to book in meetings with anybody who's there and try to schedule time and try to put some type of framework in there. When I go to these type of conferences, it's never a hard sell. I'm never selling anything. I mean, not that I ever am, but it's never like trying to close somebody or sell something. It's a relationship. So it's putting a face to the name. And it's having those 2-3 minutes of personal time with someone. I love to take a picture as well. Get a picture with somebody. You've already now connected on LinkedIn. So maybe after 1 or 2 days, send them the picture, or on Telegram, or if you've got their WhatsApp, right? So that's also nice, so they remember you and you remember them.
Right.
So send them the picture. It's all about the follow-up. You always say this, Charles. You know, you can go away and get 50 business cards, but if you don't follow up, it's just 50 pieces of paper that's just wasting time in your pocket, right? Like, you got to go follow up with those. Also, I think that when you have time with somebody, you can see if the personalities are gonna meet, and I think that's kind of excellent. And then also, if the personalities meet and you got your picture and you've connected on LinkedIn and now you have them on Telegram, WhatsApp, WeChat, because I know you're big on WeChat.
Oh, I love WeChat.
Yeah, then what you can do after that is schedule a call after a couple of weeks and then remain engaged. And I think that's kind of when the more business kind of talk starts to develop. But this is really about putting your best foot forward, not being introvert, being extrovert, getting out there and really trying to build this network. For me, it's like, it's so exciting to do that because everybody is new to the game, right? Nobody is an expert. And we'll look back at 5 or 10 years' time, and the access to the people that we have now, you're not going to get.
Totally agree.
So wouldn't you like to have a picture with maybe Bill Gates? Would you like to have a picture with maybe Donald Trump? Would you like to have a picture with maybe Jeff Bezos? I mean, if that's what you're interested in, entrepreneurship, like, wouldn't it be great to have that, and maybe even have a very small relationship with that person going forward? I think that's just good for business, and it's just good networking.
I totally agree. And the other thing that you do especially well is when we touch down, or before we touch down, we work out what's going on event wise.
Yeah, I hadn't even got to that bit. That's where you come into play.
So what we'll do is we'll find out what's going on via the official website, and there's normally kind of side events, something like that. Or if there isn't, we'll go to meetup and we'll check all the different meetups going down in that town or surrounding blockchain.
Actually, if we take a step back, what I've been doing is I've been going into Telegram and getting everybody's Telegram group and looking at Token2049's Telegram group, what's happening in Asia blockchain, what's going on with regards to
HKEOS.
So I put myself into all the Telegram channels that are there, and then I introduce myself in the Telegram channels as well. So I'm now hustling and networking within the Telegram channels.
Popping up shop.
Yeah, which will also have like a lot of very similar people to us that are coming here to network, and they might not be speakers, right? They might not, they might not be on a panel, but they're very influential in what they do. So I work through all those Telegram groups, and I make sure that everybody knows who we are and who they are.
Yeah.
After that, then we look at all the side events, and I think you're excellent on meetup.
Yeah, side events, meetups. Go to Eventbrite, check, or type in blockchain, and let you go down to Hong Kong. For example, there won't be that many blockchain events, but they're normally tied in or linked to. And then once you have an event schedule, now you have value, right? So when you're talking to people, they're asking you what's going on. And if you don't know what's going on, you're just another person asking someone else what's going on, right? And there's normally a herd of people moving around the city, and you want to get into that herd and find out where everything is going on and going down. So once you have an in there, then you can start being valuable to others by letting them know where the party is or where the event's taking place in the evening.
How many people have you offered a spare ticket to for Token Tuesday?
Not as many as you.
I have been very generous offering tickets to people. I got to figure out how I'm going to get those tickets. But my word is my bond. And if I promise something to someone, I deliver. That's going to be an interesting task.
I think we have one spare ticket.
I think we do.
Eight people that...
Okay. Some of those people aren't interested, I know. They were just saying it to act interested. I think after that as well, what we do is that we obviously we do our podcast each and every day.
As much content as possible.
Yeah, so we're really lucky that WeWork gave us this amazing office to shoot this at today. And we're really, really, really happy and really pleased about it. We were thinking of doing our podcast, and we might actually still do a podcast from one of the events later on this week. So now you're not only networking, communicating, taking a picture, putting people on Telegram, but now you're actually making content around the event. And actually, as we record this right now, I can see Marco's got the camera on, so we'll be doing numerous different type of interviews. We'll be recording people, which we really think are thought leaders in this space, talk. And then we'll also be kind of doing a vlog type style each and every day, which I'm sure this is going to feature in because that's what we do. So I think when you put all them together, not
only... Oh, there's one step further.
Okay.
All right.
Bring me the level. Bring me the level.
One step further is the real hustler approach. So what I have been doing is typing in hashtag token2049 or hashtag blockchain in location Hong Kong. And then I'm commenting all the people who are putting pictures up with hashtag blockchain in the last 24 hours to 12 hours and commenting and kind of writing something engaging on the picture itself. Let's say if it's like, I don't know, a picture of two guys with t-shirts on with their company logos and they're standing there. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Or, you know, I'm trying to make an engaging comment. They not only follow me back, but then they're like, hey, what are you doing in Hong Kong? From that, we've actually got an interview tonight because I put a picture up. Someone's like, oh, no way, you're in Hong Kong. Let's connect. He runs a YouTube channel called Lawrence Digital. I'm going to appear on his channel later this evening.
Okay, shout
that's
out to Lawrence.
That's all the Instagram hustle.
Shout out to Lawrence Digital for that. And also, who else had reached out to you today? Anyone else?
You have Georgia from Block One.
Oh, we love Georgia.
She's great fun.
She's great fun. I think after that, I think it gets to having the ability to actually speak on the panel and be part of the conference, right?
Yeah.
You know, be part of the conference.
Interacting
with
it.
Which is excellent. You know, which is, that's really, really good, right?
Yeah.
So, and I think we're really, really happy that we were asked by the guys... with the guys at Token 2049 to come and speak on the panel. I think it's an amazing accolade, and we're really appreciative for doing it. And we're going to deliver, by the way. Like, we're really going to deliver on that. We're going to have an awesome panel, and we're going to execute it really well, and we're going to take all the content and put it out. But I think when you look at all those different ways that you can prepare for a conference, I think and I hope that we've hit, you know, all the key ones, and if we're missing anything or if anybody else knows anything else that they do, then let us know. We'd love to be able to improve on our current set.
The best way to let us know is on our Telegram, which is SVK Crowd. If you type chats, which is the middle button, and then type in the search bar SVK Crowd, you will find it. You'll find myself and Shane and the rest of the team active on there on a daily basis, hourly basis, even on a minute basis, we're there.
Right, well, I think that's kind of about it for me. I've got to get ready for another meeting and then actually a dinner and then after dinner drinks. Time is approaching 6 p.m. here in Hong Kong. It's just been an awesome day and we can see the sun setting over the hills. I mean, just look behind you, Charles. Like, look at that.
Wow.
That is just awesome. We're just looking at all Hong Kong Harbor, the junk boat going across the hills, and it's now coming down towards dusk. So
peak.
I always feel much better at night.
Oh, I It comes alive at night.
So thank you all so much for listening. That's, we're going to take you on a ride. It's a wrap.
That's,
yeah,
a wrap.
Let's
we
go.
Gotta bounce.
Okay, we got to bounce. Okay, let's clap it up, Marco. Let's go. Woo-hoo.